This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff Goodman with us. Goody, I got to start with the Calipari deal. A lifetime deal to stay in Lexington. What a life. He's living his best life. If he gets all that money that they're paying him now, I mean, that guy's set till he's like dead and then some for his family forever. He's set up.
Yeah, I mean, listen, as long as he's in Lexington, he's going to get paid whatever it is. I don't know what the number is going to be right now, but certainly, listen, John Calipari, UCLA went after him a little bit, and it's the best thing that can happen to him because he had no interest in taking UCLA. I mean, there was no chance he was going to leave. He's not leaving Kentucky for another college basketball job. The only way he's leaving Kentucky is if a good NBA job opens up and wants him. And the odds of that happening, it lining up, right? That because a lot of NBA teams don't want any part of him. And the odds that a good one wants him and he wants it, it's probably never going to happen. So I think he even realizes, hey, listen, I'm going to coach till, and he might only go another 5 years. I mean, Kentucky is not the type of job that I think you can go into your 70s with because it is a high-stress type of situation with a lot of pressure, but John Calipari and Kentucky are the ideal match because he loves attention and they love to give it to him.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff Goodman, WatchStadium.com with us. So I think that he's obviously there's. I heard some people talking about, like, you know, he hasn't been doing as well lately at Kentucky in the tournament. But do you still think that he's a great coach? You know, with what he's doing in Lexington.
Listen, I was there when Auburn beat him, and I was shocked. I'll admit, I was completely shocked, and I thought he did get outcoached by Bruce Pearl in that game. I mean, Bruce Pearl didn't have their best NBA prospect. They won with experience, obviously, but I felt like what he did was he got away from Tyler Hero in that game, and he was so dead set on pounding the ball into P.J. Washington and Reed Travis, and rightfully so, they had an advantage there, but Tyler Hero was invisible, and to me, he's their best scorer. He's their best kind of creator scorer. So 7 Elite Eights in 10 years. 7. Before they had John Calipari, they had a guy named Billy Clyde Gillespie for a couple of years.
Right.
And he was the ultimate train wreck. The ultimate train wreck. And before that, they ran out Tubby Smith. And again, listen, I remember a couple of years ago, I actually apologized to Tubby. I did. Because I was tough on Tubby too. And I said, like, I was younger, and I killed him because he couldn't get the best players, right? He couldn't get the best recruits. And I was killing him. And I saw him at an event, and I was sitting next to him, and it was very awkward. And I said to him, Tubby, listen, I apologize. Because what I didn't understand at that point was it wasn't apples and apples. You weren't recruiting the same way other people were. You weren't cheating. You were doing it above board, and I didn't take that into account when I hammered the hell out of you. And it's true. Listen, it is a tough job. I'm not saying Calipari's cheating. I think he gets some help from Nike. I think Duke gets some help from Nike. Those are the two big ones. Oregon as well. They all get help from Nike. We know that. But again, 7 Elite Eights in 10 years, 4 Final Fours, 1 national title. Could he have had another one? Sure. Yeah, listen, absolutely. With the talent he had. But again, be careful what you wish for if you're Big Blue Nation. And I think it's a fraction of Big Blue Nation that is disenchanted with John Calipari.
So out at UCLA, they're throwing around Cronin and Jamie Dixon. And I just can't even believe that. No offense to those guys, seriously, but in Westwood at UCLA, this is where they're going?
It is rather amazing that after all of January, all of February, and all of March. That's how long they fired Steve Alford. They made a good move. They got rid of him before the new year, and everybody was like, all right, great move. You know what? Got rid of him. They can get a head start on the coaching search. And again, this is the LA Times reporting it. a very reputable organization, that it's Mick Cronin and Jamie Dixon. I have not been able to confirm this right now, but if it is, and that's who you're down to at this point, boy, I mean, either it says something for UCLA and how the brand has fallen, or the fact that they've completely bungled this search. And I think it's a combination of the two. I think it's a combination of the two, to be honest. Originally, when I heard Bob Myers was running this thing, or helping to run this thing,
right,
I was like, all right, you know what? You got a good guy here. You got, you know, the Golden State Warriors GM, a former agent. He's going to know who to call. But I'm just not sure. Like, to me, just go get Chris Beard. Go get him. I get he doesn't fit Westwood. I get he's not a guy who's going to be. But neither is Jamie Dixon, by the way. Like, if that's who you're looking at, Mick Cronin's got a little bit more personality. But to me, Chris Beard is the best coach over the last 2 years. Nobody has done a better job in the country than Chris Beard. He's the best coach in the last 2 years. And this was a dude, and you'll love this. I'm going to write about it later this week. He was coaching an ABA team 7 years ago. ABA.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. What did you think of I agree with you. That's the move they should do. I think these other ones are embarrassing. No offense to those guys. I thought Cassius Winston played really the best full-on point guard gig I've seen in a long time, where, like, I literally thought that he played the perfect game. Controlling the tempo, controlling the ball, coming off screens. If he missed a shot, he'd step back. They'd get a rebound, kick it back out to him for three, and he'd bury it. Even his misses became hits. I thought the guy was brilliant against Duke.
It's what he does, Scotty. It's what he does. I remember seeing him in Vegas. I was out there for the tournaments in Vegas, and I'm in a Walgreens getting some stuff, and he's there with his whole family, and I'm just looking at him, and I'm like, and I had him as a first-team all-American preseason. And I'm looking at him, and I'm saying, man, I can't believe he just doesn't look the part. He just doesn't. He's a little bit chunky, like the body, everything. But the dude knows how to play. He makes people better. Like you said, he controls the game. He can shoot it from deep. He can get to the basket. You know, the combination of Tom Izzo, maybe the best coach left, certainly, you know, one of them, whatever, one of the best coaches, period. And arguably the best point guard, that's a hard combo to go against, even though they don't have a ton else in terms of high-end talent. But Izzo's done a great job with this group, maybe the best coaching job of his career. You know, takes a guy like Matt McQuaid. Okay, Matt McQuaid's a senior. He came in known as just a spot-up shooter. That's what he was. And he's not a great shooter now. He really hasn't lived up to his reputation. He's an elite defender. Matt McQuaid. Just amazing what Izzo continues to do. And he does a better job, I think, with less talent.
Do you think he'll be able to deal with that Culver and Texas Tech defense? I mean, Culver's putting it in the hole, and they're playing some serious clamp-down defense. I couldn't even believe, frankly, they gave up 69, because the three games before that, they let, you know, in less than 60. So I thought they did a hell of a job against Gonzaga. And you know they're going to show up for that Michigan State game. That is going to be a war.
Yeah, and to me, the big thing, obviously, you know what you have to do to beat Michigan State, right? I mean, you got to somehow find a way to bother Winston and do it with some length. And I wonder if we'll see some more length than just Moretti on Winston. But yeah, Culver to me, I'll tell you what, I might take him with the number 4 overall pick. You know, he's the more you watch him, the more you understand the upside with him, and he can do everything, right? Like, he's that multi-dimensional, versatile forward that they love in the league right now, and there's not a clear-cut number 4 guy. I mean, 1, 2, and 3 are easy. Zion's 1, and then whatever, it's going to be Ja, Morant 2, and R.J. Barrett 3, or flip them. But there's not a clear-cut number 4 guy. A lot of people are saying it's DeAndre Hunter. And I love DeAndre because he can guard multiple positions, but I don't think he's got that. Like, the other night, we're watching, and you just want him to do more, right? You want, and he made that one move at the end of the game, but you want him. You're like, come on. Like, and you just don't get it. You
right.
really want to be an alpha dog.
Are you in on Morant, like, being, because there's a lot of guys that are fast that can dunk in the NBA. Are you buying in that he's going to go to the next level and kick ass and take names, or is he going to kind of just blend in with other talents like him? There's a lot of guys that can play like him. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, here's the thing. There are a lot of athletic point guards, right? We know that. But are there a lot of athletic point guards that have that type of court vision and the ability to make people better? I'd say no. I would say no. I think that's the difference with him is you've got big-time athletes. Like Russell Westbrook's a big-time athlete, but he's really not a guy who consistently makes people better. I mean, it's about him, and especially at this stage of the game. Like John Morant's so much further along than most athletic point guards in terms of his ability to pass the ball, see plays that other point guards can't see. So that's a super high character kid, like really high character. So I think in that aspect, yeah, I'm willing to say I would be surprised if John Morant isn't a top five point guard in the NBA.
What did you think of that? I thought the game Saturday with Virginia and Purdue was exotic.
Oh.
The back and forth threes, the Edwards shots were from 40 feet out, a couple of them. And I just thought it was just fantastic basketball. So I was watching the game like by myself, and I found myself talking to myself and like cussing at the amazement I was in of some of the shots that were falling off of screens and bombs that were going in. I was like cussing, and no one was in the room except me, and I was like, this game is Pharrell and crazy.
Same thing. Listen, I was supposed to meet some people at a bar in Kansas City, and I went back to my room, and I was just, you know, I was watching the first game, and I just didn't get motivated. And I enjoyed watching the game in my room.
Sweet.
By myself.
Yep.
And just being able to focus instead of being out of, you know, if you're out with a bunch of people at a bar, they want to talk.
Right.
You're not focused like you are if you're just sitting in the room by yourself.
You're distracted.
Same thing, man. Same thing. I was just like yelling, screaming, couldn't believe what I was seeing. And the last play of regulation was honestly one of the greatest plays. Or if you're talking to Matt Painter, who I actually talked to earlier today,
right.
And he said he has not seen – I asked him, I said, have you seen the replay yet? He said, no. He said, I don't need to see a replay. I saw it in person. Like, I'll see it at some point. He's
right.
Like, I don't need to see it yet. And it was insane. I mean, that play was one of the craziest plays. And the pass from Kihei Clark.
Right. Like that was the key.
Oh, my God. Like, not the patience he had. And he delivered it in the perfect spot. Like if he had thrown it a foot lower, he's not getting it off in time. Right? I mean, it had to be in that perfect spot. That kid, that was an amazing play.
I'll tell you what, Goody, you're going to have a blast in Minneapolis. Jeff Goodman, watchstadium.com, college hoop legend. Forget about insider, legend. Hey, Goody, thanks for coming on the bench. Enjoy Minneapolis in the Final Four. I think the games should be awesome. Thanks for coming on the bench. I love you.
Always, my man. Always, my man. We'll talk soon.
All right, there he is. Jeff Goodman, watchstadium.com, on the bench on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.